You're listening to Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Good morning. Since the killing of George Floyd, a group of activists has drawn thousands of people to protests in Traverse City. They've also gotten elected officials to consider putting body cameras on local police officers. But as IPR's Max Johnston reports, they say they're just getting started.
Growing up, Marshall Collins Jr. split his time between Michigan and Florida. His parents were migrant workers, and they'd come up north every year for the fruit harvest. When his family eventually settled in Northport, Collins was depressed.
I was definitely called the N-word more probably up here than I was in Florida.
He says he's been pulled over and accosted by police multiple times for small things, like having something hanging from his rearview mirror.
That's just the way of it, you know, which is sad. It's sad that I'm even saying, well, that's the way of it. It's sad that that is put into my mentality to where I'm saying, that's all right. That's just the way it is.
His dad, who has since passed away, was a pastor. Growing up, he told Marshall to not react and put himself at risk. But now Marshall says he thinks his dad would be proud of him for leading protests over racial injustice. Collins says when he speaks to crowds, he finds himself saying the same things his dad said from the pulpit.
You know, his message was pretty, you know, simple. It was love, kindness, treating people the way, you know, you would want to be treated. I say some of the exact same things.
But sometimes the racism isn't overt. Brianna Demaray is black and has lived in northern Michigan practically her whole life. Demaray says she's had racial slurs hurled at her around town, but she says quiet racism is almost constant. Subtle things, like glances at the grocery store, questions about where she's from, or even about her hair.
So whether it be from family members, friends, teachers, classmates, whatever, the constant reminder that, yeah, you don't belong.
Demaray says she's learned to live with this. She's learned to communicate and interact with people to keep herself safe, but it isn't easy.
And that should not be a thing. Like, I shouldn't have to tell my siblings who don't sound like me, but look like me, never to come back to this town, because I'm afraid for them.
Collins and Demaray are two leaders of the Northern Michigan Anti-Racism Task Force. It's more than black voices. The Leadership Council is made up of 11 people from different ages, ethnicities, genders, and orientations. Most didn't know each other when George Floyd was killed in the custody of Minneapolis police. They met at early protests, started organizing, and talking about how they could change their community. At a protest earlier this month, Task Force member Courtney Wiggins spoke to a crowd of well over 1,000.
So y'all might be wondering, what do we want to see? What kind of change do we want here for our community? I have a list of demands.
The group came up with 10 demands for local politicians and law enforcement. Wiggins says if implemented, they would make Northern Michigan much safer for people of color. For example, they want more de-escalation and implicit bias training in local law enforcement. And they want some of their budget diverted to community health programs.
We need to hold everyone accountable for this to work. Are you with us?
The task force might have an early victory in getting Traverse City Police to use body cameras. The City Commission will vote on those body cameras at a budget meeting next month. City Police Chief Jeff O'Brien has met with the task force about this. He says he's wanted body cameras for years. He wouldn't comment on the task force's other demands, but says he has learned from this moment.
It's definitely given me vision to understand what the African-American community is going through.
The task force says the demands for law enforcement are meant to prevent an incident like Floyd's homicide here, and body cameras are just a starting off point. Other demands for elected officials, like the sheriff's office stopping all cooperation with ICE, are meant to make people of color feel safer up north, according to Wiggins.
I'm very optimistic that we'll see something. Will it be in the exact form that we have? I don't know, but I think that we will see some positive change.
And she says they're just getting started. The task force has raised about $30,000 to get body cameras for the county sheriff. Most of the public comment at city and county commission meetings have been in support of their demands. But County Sheriff Tom Bensley is skeptical.
The demands kind of set me back a little bit, because if you want to have a conversation, I don't think that's the way to start. It's kind of like in your face, and you have to do this.
Bensley spoke at the biggest protest the task force held earlier this month, and he has met with them. But he doesn't think body cameras are necessary, and he thinks his department should cooperate with federal agencies like ICE. Several task force members say they're demanding change locally because it's their right as tax-paying constituents. Marshall Collins says the demands are reasonable, and they're things that people of color have been asking for a long time.
I have double thought, well, maybe we should change the word, you know, demand. Maybe we should change it to, you know, a request or something like that. But you know what? I'm going to be straight with you, man. I demand a change.
And they say if their demands aren't met, there is an election coming up. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Max Johnston.